An Englishman Abroad by Alan Bennett. A few years ago, though when I come to think it's nearly a quarter of a century, a stage play of mine, The Old Country, was running in the West End. The central character, Hilary, played by Alec Guinness, is an embittered, ironic figure living in the depths of the country. Visitors arrive, and in a small coup de théâtre, the audience suddenly realise that the country is Russia. Hilary is a traitor, a former Foreign Office official now in exile. At the end of the play, he's induced to return home and face the music. The Old Country had some success, with Hilary being understandably, though to my mind mistakenly, identified as Kim Philby. Indeed, soon after the play opened, the Daily Telegraph correspondent in Moscow found himself sitting next to Philby at the opera and mentioned the play. The spy said that he'd been told about it, but that it didn't sound at all like him. This wasn't surprising, since if I'd had anybody in mind when writing the play, it was not Philby, but W. H. Auden. The play seeming to me to be about exile, a subject that does interest me, rather than espionage, which interests me not a bit. Still, Philby or Auden, the play ran, and who was I to complain? It should perhaps be said that this was a couple of years before the unmasking of Anthony Blunt and the great spy boom. During the run of The Old Country, as tends to happen, friends and well-wishers would come round after the performance to greet Alec Guinness, often with personal reminiscences of Philby and of his predecessors Burgess and MacLean. Hints would be dropped as to the identity of spies still ensconced in the upper reaches of the Foreign Office or the diplomat.